The Vietnamese media industry is changing as it faces growing competition from the internet. One website has come up with a way to reach out to young people. It uses rap music to report the news.
Chúng ta đã có một mùa giải đầy cảm xúc. Và đó là lý do tôi độc chiếm trường quay hôm nay, vì tình yêu bóng đá đầy thất lễ cao thỏ lần này. Lời đầu tiên xin dành đến...
That was the rap version of a report about the end of football's World Cup in Brazil. To date, there have been nearly 20 editions of Rap News Plus. Most of the programs include stories covered in Vietnam's traditional media. Rap News Plus is published mainly on video sharing websites like YouTube. Some videos have been watched over 500,000 times. Lê Quốc Minh works for Vietnam Plus. He says he wanted to find a way to make news appealing to people between the ages of 13 and 25. He says that age group has lost interest in traditional news.
We need to bring in something new, something interesting, something funny. But the way we select the topic and the way we present it, it's serious enough. So I bring the seriousness to the young people using their own language, using their own taste, their own music. And that's my concept.
One of the rap reports was published after China set up an oil rig in waters claimed by Vietnam. The incident led to increased tensions between the countries. 25-year-old Vo Viet Phung is one of the three rappers heard on the report. He says he uploaded the chorus of the report to the online music sharing platform SoundCloud. He says people started downloading it for use as a ringtone on their wireless devices. Rapping the news is not a new idea, but it is surprising in Vietnam because Vietnam Plus operates under the official Vietnam News Agency, VNA. The organization is known for its conservative way of thinking about news.
Many others really surprised when Vietnam Plus have such a project, because we belong to something really, really conservative, really, how to say, very mainstream. We do not come from a company or something entertaining, but we produce something really entertaining, informative at the same time.
David Brown is a former United States diplomat and an expert on Vietnam. He says most Vietnamese newspapers depend on some kind of government support. But he adds that many profit-making publications are more likely to push the limits of the law.
In general, as you would expect of any publications which are essentially profit-making, they're looking at ways to cater to the things their audiences want to read. And they are interesting, even if there are no-go areas, such as, shall we say, a profound discussion of the relations between the Vietnamese and Chinese Communist parties or something like that.
Right now, Rap News Plus does not make a profit. Lê Quốc Minh and his team pay for everything when making the videos. However, the rappers do not get paid. Mr. Minh says his main goal is to keep the reports truthful. He adds that businesses can support Rap News Plus, but the reports will not talk about any product names.
At least we have to respect our listener. We're talking about the news, not the brands. Even if they bring us the money, but we cannot accept this kind of money.
The Rap News Plus design is a groundbreaking step for the Vietnamese media. The news provider now faces the test of keeping the content new and fresh for a younger audience. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Chào các bạn, tình hình biển đâu vẫn chưa thể nào hạ nhiệt. Về phía Việt Nam kiểm ngư và cảnh sát biển vẫn bám trụ quyết liệt, mà Trung Quốc vẫn tỏ ra ngang ngược kèm hùng hãnh và hung hăng. Tàu tàu bỏ kè hành động phạm pháp cứ mỗi ngày lại một tăng, có những lúc 2-4 tàu vây quanh cản tàu ta kiên trì tuyên truyền chủ quyền.